Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another edition of the Health Matters Podcast, sponsored by White River Health in partnership with White River Now. I am your host, Joel Williams, and we do have another special guest with us today. We have direct from the urology department, we have our guest today, which is Rowan Cairns, APRN. Rowan, how are you doing, man?
I'm good. Good to be here.
I'm excited to have you on here. I've talked to you plenty of times before. Of course, you started your journey in the ER. That's where I've talked to you before.
Yeah. I was there about 15 years, I guess.
Yeah.
It was a long time.
And then you pushed yourself and you've got your APRN.
Yep.
So that's amazing. That's really wonderful to see people kind of grow from that.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah. It wasn't easy, but we made it.
In which you did make it. Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, which also I do want to talk about. You are focusing especially on men's health, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah. I don't want to say passion, but yeah, it was kind of a passion for it. In the area, it was definitely a focus that I saw a need for, just in the greater Batesville area. A lot of people don't realize the issues, the underlying issues that they may have. And, I thought I'd help out at least.
Absolutely. Plus, you're with a great team over there in the urology department too, which they're all held at the surgery clinic. Let's talk about you specifically. Now that you've joined that department, what are your specialties, your primary focus of care over there?
So under my umbrella of practice, we're going to be looking at quite a few things. So primarily it's going to be, people that present with chronic UTIs or urinary tract infections that plagues a large number of people. Then we have BPH, which is benign prostatic hyperplasia. It affects a lot of men, especially over the age of 50, more than you would think, which then kind of leads to urinary retention and big issues there. Then we have erectile dysfunction and low testosterone as well.
The second one that you mentioned, could you repeat that for me one more time?
BPH, so benign prostatic hyperplasia.
What is that?
So basically, over time, throughout a man's life, we're trained to hold our bladders. So, you think even school-age kids, I got to hold my bladder in between classes. Then that progresses to your job. And you're like, okay, well, I can't go right now. I've got to wait. I've got a certain amount of time. Then I can go use the bathroom and urinate. Well, over time, your prostate, kind of like a muscle, it's technically a gland, but kind of like a muscle, it just strengthens and just how our body works. That can lead to failed voiding, or the inability to empty your bladder, or difficulty urinating, things like that, which then becomes a really big problem. A lot of men have that issue, and we try to treat it as best we can.
Almost.
The typical complaints that we have is, hey, I've got to urinate about every 30 minutes, or, pee, but then it feels like there's still some more in there. I've got to urinate, 3-4 times at night, things like that.
And we're here to help you with these situations, and this is exactly one of the things that we should talk about, which is why I'm glad you're on the show today.
Yep.
Because this allows us to kind of address the situation.
Mm-hmm. Guys typically are a little bit more stoic with their issues, and that is a problem, because it's nothing really to be taboo about. If it's affecting your life, then yeah, there's definitely ways that we can treat it, handle it, that you have a better way of living.
Mm-hmm. So let's say that we're diagnosed with this issue.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How do we get it treated?
So we go off AUA guidelines, so the American Urologic Association. And typically what they say is we try to do lifestyle changes. So typically, let's look at the possible culprits that's causing the issue. So we'll do, a decrease in caffeine, you know, decrease in alcohol, if that's the case, those things can tend to create bladder spasms, create issues. We'll try to do timed voiding. So usually we'll tell a patient, hey, you know, set an alarm, try to urinate every 2 hours or so. Let's see if that doesn't help. And then we can go into different medical therapies. Typically it's with a medicine kind of like Flomax or Tamsulosin. And then it'll progress from there, you know. Generally at the end of it, you know, there's different surgical procedures that we can do to fix the problem as well.
Which, of course, as an APRN, you don't step into the surgeries, do you?
No.
It's for the doctors themselves.
Yeah, that's for the big guns. That's for the big guys.
But you're also surrounded by four extremely fantastic urologists.
Oh, they're awesome. Yeah. There's so much that I'm learning from them, even, you know, now. Like, they're great.
That's wonderful. It's exciting to see that you have all this knowledge that you're sharing with us today, at the same time also ready to jump on to help our community even more through it. Are there anything specific that you want to talk about that you want to bring up as far as men's health?
So there is a big need for testosterone therapy is what I've noticed. A lot of it affects, I think the last statistic that I saw from the National Institute of Health, it affects 1 in 4 men, especially over the age of 30, which is a large population when you think about it. And a lot of people don't even realize that they're affected by it. You think, oh, this is just a natural aging process. You know, I'm over 30, I'm just getting old. But that's not necessarily the case. There's underlying issues that could be affecting what's happening. You know, you think of yourself in your 20s, and you're like a sports car. You know, you can just run and jump, play sports all you want, kind of eat whatever you want, and you think, oh, just natural process of life, that kind of dwindles after about 30. Well, what we've come to find out is actually what happens is after about 30, you lose about 1% of testosterone per year, which over time, you know, that takes its toll. Yeah. Which leads to things like fatigue, malaise, low libido, ED, and it can really affect your life. You know, a lot of our patients that are on testosterone replacement therapy, you know, they'll come back in about 6 weeks and they'll say, man, it's like in the morning I used to wake up and I used to dread waking up. It was awful. Well, now that they're on the treatment, it's like, hey, it's like I wake up and it's not a problem. You know, yeah, I'll still drink coffee, but it's not a problem. I have way more drive, way more motivation, and it really helps a lot of these guys.
That's fantastic. All right. Well, I think that's about all the time that we have today. Rowan, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Once again, everyone, this is Rowan Cairns, APRN, who is with the Urology Department at White River Health Surgery Clinic. Rowan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Fantastic. And as always, everyone, your health matters.